A man who was shot and killed by police over the weekend was a former police department employee who had been struggling with mental illness, according to officials. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Robert Coleman died during the encounter with West Sacramento police officers early Saturday. Police officials say Coleman was armed with a gun. A 72-year-old man found dead in a vehicle and two other people discovered on a roadway were among the latest victims of wildfires in California this year. 15 people were killed last week in the North Complex fire about 125 miles northeast of San Francisco. Butte County officials say one person remained missing. The San Francisco skyline has become visible again on a backdrop of blue skies. Winds have pushed a blanket of smoke to the east, creating good air quality, according to Channel 4. Wednesday was far different than a week ago when Bay Area skies were orange, some calling it apocalyptic. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. At a meeting Tuesday night, Eureka City Council voted 4-1 to send a letter to the California Department of Public Health stating it does not support the state's reauthorization of the syringe exchange program operated by the Humboldt Area Center for Harm Reduction, according to Lost Coast Outpost. Air quality advisory somewhat tapered for the day today, but still within Humboldt County, Orleans, Wichpeck, and Hoopa Valley are all still at unhealthy levels. Smoke impacts expected to continue over the next 24 hours. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.